Phil naturally was devastated, but being young and resilient, he knew that life had to go on. In 1957, he married Jill Patterson, who, having lost her parents, was living with her aunt in the village of Crudley. Phil first saw her at the Ambridge Church Fete in 1957, a meeting which led to a whirlwind romance and marriage within the year. Now we rejoin the Archer family in 1959, a few months after the birth of Phil and Jill's lively twins, Kenton and Shula, and just as the Fairbrothers, needing to get away from the place where Grace died, are about to sell their farm to Charles Grenville. Phil is nervous about the change of regime and uncertain how to react, but Jill brings her characteristic good sense and pragmatism to bear on this and other tricky situations. Phil and Jill's marriage wasn't, as you will hear, all sunshine and roses by any means. Like any couple, they had their differences. But these two strong characters went on to celebrate their golden wedding in November 2007 with a big party for friends and family, and a once-in-a-lifetime round-the-world trip. The sad passing away of actor Norman Painting in 2009 was shortly followed by the fictional death of Phil Archer in early 2010.
Why everybody should have to go into a flat spin just because he's paying a visit.
It isn't so much a flat spin, Doris, as a sort of feeling of natural anxiety.
Well, he can't start giving orders around the place for another 2 months because he doesn't take over till Lady Day.
But on the impressions he gets from this visit, he probably decide his actions on Lady Day.
You mean if, say, he takes a violent dislike to Phil now, then the first thing he'll do on Lady Day is give Phil notice?
Now, that, I imagine, is the general feeling at the back of a lot of people's minds this morning. Phil and his job. Jack and his job. Carol Gray and her career as a horticulturist.
Oh, I can't see him trying any of his old buck on Carol. She's too strong-minded.
There's Len Thomas, a sheep man. Worried stiff in case Grenville isn't interested in sheep.
Well, he's bound to be.
Then there's your brother, Tom Forrest. Worried to death whether Grenville will be a sporting man or not. Maybe he'll grub up all the shooting preserves and turn them into arable land.
Not he. The old squire as good as said he's the right man to come into Ambridge. So he's bound to be a hunting, fishing and shooting man.
I wonder.
I still don't believe that any outsider is going to come into our village and change it overnight. We're more likely to change him than he's likely to change us. Look at Mr. Fairbrother when he first came. Breathing fire and slaughter and revolutionary ideas all over the place. Why, he even wanted to grub up the entire estate and turn it into a field of iron ore. But we soon tamed him.
Well, love, if everybody has the same supreme optimism about the future that you've got, then there'll be a lot more smiling faces in Ambridge today, I know.
One thing, it won't affect us much.
Yeah. Wait and see is best, I reckon.
I know the old squire. I grew up in the service of the Lawson Hope family, and if he says this Mr. Grenville's all right, why, I refuse to worry.
Squire Lawson Hope's getting old and doddery. Times have changed since he ran things around these parts.
I still trust him to know a right un from a wrong un.
Well, we'll see.